On college campuses across the country, the pandemic has posed unprecedented financial challenges. The federal government has provided $76 billion in relief, over $3 billion specifically for historically black colleges and universities, and more than $1 billion to minority-serving institutions where many students face financial hardship. Yamiche Alcindor reports on how the money is being used to reduce the economic strain on students. It's part of our series, Rethinking College.
Ever since 19-year-old Manuha Bubba came to North Carolina Central University, he's had a plan.
I'm actually going to venture capital after I graduate. I know there's only like 4% of African Americans in VC, so if I become that one minority that could advocate for other minorities, I believe I could definitely make a difference.
He moved to the U.S. from Ethiopia when he was 4. He is the first in his family to go to college.
They came here to give me a better education, better life. I definitely don't want to waste the opportunity. I want to set an example for my siblings and any other first generation that, is going into college.
But during the pandemic, the balance he owed his school ballooned to some $7,000. The honor student did not know how he would pay it off. Then he got a surprise.
One day I just woke up and I ended up seeing my balance being cleared. That definitely lessened the stress of having to worry about, how am I supposed to pay for my college?
North Carolina Central University is one of many historically black colleges and universities that used federal pandemic relief funds to clear the outstanding balances owed directly to them in tuitions and fees.
We're doing whatever we can.
The school's chief financial officer, Akua Johnson Matherson, says the goal is retention.
How can we ensure that our students are getting everything that we can possibly provide so that they can stay here?
It's a welcome relief to students at HBCUs who are disproportionately low income. More than 75% get Pell Grants, and many come from black communities which were hit hard by wage and job losses during the pandemic. Finaba Otto studies student debt.
Schools are realizing that the fees that are associated with attending their universities and their colleges are prohibiting them from completing their degree or maybe delaying their opportunity with completing their degree.
Trinity Washington University's student population is predominantly black and Hispanic. Most students are women, and Provost Carlota Ocampo says on average they have few resources.
The median family income is $25,000 a year. That's family income. A $200 bill can make the difference for them staying in school.
So Trinity spent more than $2 million in American Rescue Plan funds to pay off balances for 535 students.
Many of our students have great economic need, even at the best of times. So you can well imagine in an economic downturn, who are the first to be impacted? They don't have family they can run to and say, lend me $1,000 to get through.
Anessa Young, who immigrated from Jamaica as a teen, is double majoring in business administration and psychology. Until the pandemic hit, her dad helped pay her tuition.
He drives trucks. He works 7 days a week or five. It was cut back to 2 or 3.
When that happened, they could no longer make tuition payments. Young accrued an $11,000 balance.
How concerned were you about paying this tuition before your debt was wiped away?
It was kind of stressful. My dad told me not to worry about it, but knowing me, I am going to worry about it. After finishing the homework and everything, I'll just stay up wondering, is this what I'm going to do? Should we do this? It was kind of a struggle, to be honest.
Young works part-time at a Jamaican restaurant, but her earnings were dwarfed by the size of her debt. When she got an email that her balance was paid off, she couldn't believe it.
Honestly, at first I thought it was a scam. Someone hacked Trinity's email, but then I read it and I'm like, is this it? Like, is this what I have been actually praying for? Like, all of it, just thousands gone.
Welcome to this evening's NCAA Women's Volleyball Contest.
19-year-old Kiara Tate has worked a number of jobs to help cover her college costs, including a work-study position in the athletics department.
I need to work so I can pay my tuition.
It goes directly in here.
Tate is studying nursing and has wanted to go to Trinity since she was a child.
My mom went to Trinity. She was coming here when I was in the womb. Everybody's so nice. I fell in love with the college.
But Tate's account balance was over $6,000. That made her question whether she could stay in school.
I was just, I don't know how to pay it. I don't work enough hours to pay it. I was pretty worried that I was going to get kicked out of college.
Then she got the news that her account was cleared.
I called my mom and I said, Mom, my debt is paid off. And she was like, what? And I said, my debt is paid off from Trinity. They're starting me over, like a financial new start.
There's a weight that's been lifted.
Yes, a very big weight.
Provost Ocampo says it's money well spent.
This is not giving away free money to students who just are gonna run or off, you know, to Vegas. I mean, these kids work hard in order to put themselves through school so they can better themselves and their families.
Wiping away the fees students owe to their schools does not impact the $1.7 trillion held nationwide in federal and private student loans. And on average, Black students have more student loan debt than their white counterparts, says Fenneba Otto.
But the fees are important as well, because the fees are associated with students' ability to stay enrolled and to complete their degrees. You'll have one less financial burden to worry about.
Schools have used federal dollars to provide other kinds of help. Denise Perez, a senior studying psychology at Virginia Union University, grew up with 10 brothers in a low-income section of Norfolk, Virginia.
There's not a lot of opportunities there, so when you're given that chance to leave Norfolk, Virginia and make a change, you definitely have to take that chance and you just have to run with it.
She's learned to take care of herself, but that got tough when COVID hit.
How did the pandemic impact your situation, both financially but also emotionally?
I was a student where the professors were like, are you okay? What's going on? Like, this is not you.
Perez had lost a job and her focus. She struggled to make ends meet.
I was thinking about how I'm going to pay my rent. How am I going to make sure that I have food in my mouth? And my mom said it's like she still has kids at home. She has her own bills, her own commitments, her own business. And money doesn't grow off of trees.
Perez got a boost when her school sent her around $2,000 in emergency aid funded by the CARES Act. With that, plus scholarships, loans, and earnings from her job, she's hung on.
I'm still here. I didn't give up. I didn't drop out. Virginia Union is like my world. This is like my comfort zone. This is where I feel like I'm me.
Virginia Union Chief Operating Officer Aaliyah Carter is exploring more ways to provide support to students, even without federal relief money.
What we used these funds for was to offset the cost of what we call gaps and the idea of affordability. How do we sustain this? How do you make this durable for those to come into our higher education environment and providing them relief or support that they may need so that they can gain access?
And North Carolina Central, Manua Bubba, is looking forward now that his financial burden has been eased.
I was actually thinking of running for student body president, and I just want to give back to the students and make sure that I'm making an impact.
For the sophomore and so many other students, the focus is now on the future. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Yamiche Alcindor.